debt limit debate returns. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. With the U.S. projected to hit its debt ceiling on Thursday, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calling for bipartisanship to avoid default.
Reasonable Republicans are going to need to emerge for us to get things done that are necessary.
But with the Treasury planning extraordinary measures to avoid default, perhaps until early June, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's time to talk about reining in spending.
We're 6 months away. Why wouldn't we sit down now and change this behavior?
The White House accusing Republicans of planning to plunge the economy into chaos, and McCarthy of backroom deals with extreme members to become speaker. McCarthy has denied that. Following his trip to the southern border, New York Mayor Eric Adams says his city will remain a sanctuary for migrants, but he's appealing again for federal help and calling for other cities to help share the burden.
Mayor Adams is hoping to offload some of the tens of thousands of migrants that have arrived here to New York City. But Governor Hochul has been slow to respond to that plan. Even still, it seems some movement is already happening. In Jamestown, one of New York's more northern communities, around 35 migrants have already arrived. But this shuffling of migrants without state or federal coordination is not going well.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth. The mayor also suggesting the federal government should allow new arrivals to work and pay taxes while their immigration cases are pending. More weapons on the agenda. Ukraine's top general outlining urgent needs at a meeting with top U.S. General Mark Milley in Poland as Ukraine pushes for modern battle tanks from Western countries, hoping to drive out Russian forces. While in Washington,
you're one of our strongest allies and personal friends, and you've been a great, great personal ally as well.
President Biden meeting with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte amid reports the Netherlands plans to send a Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A school district on trial in North Carolina over the sexual assault claim of a former high school student.
A woman who's now in her 20s says she texted people frantically begging them for help as an 18-year-old male student pulled her into the woods on Myers Park High School property. She says he sexually assaulted her. She was 17 at the time. She also says a school resource officer saw her being pulled and did nothing. She also alleges the officer picked her up afterward and tried to convince her not to push for a criminal investigation. Her lawsuit filed in federal court cites Title IX violations and says the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system fostered a hostile environment by ignoring reports of sexual harassment prior to this. The suit also says officers are not properly trained in how to respond to sexual assault-related crimes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An international fight over gender rights. The leader of Scotland vowing to take the British government to court over the UK decision to block a Scottish law that makes it easier for people to change their gender on official documents. The vetoed bill would allow people aged 16 or older to change the designation on identity paperwork without needing a medical diagnosis. It's been 7 months since tennis players from Russia and ally Belarus were banned from competing at Wimbledon over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Well, the war remains a topic at tennis's first Grand Slam of the new year.
During a first-round match Monday at the Australian Open between players from Russia and Ukraine, spectators displayed Russian and Belarusian flags in a way deemed inappropriate by Tennis Australia, which stated that flags from Russia and Belarus are banned on site at the Australian Open. They said our initial policy was that fans could bring them in, but could not use them to cause disruption. Tennis Australia stated, "We had an incident where a flag was placed courtside. The ban, which is effective immediately, came to be after Ukraine's ambassador to Australia and New Zealand called Tennis Australia. Jared Max, Fox News.
The Dow's down 355 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.